This is CliffCentral.com.
The EFF is the only new thing, it's the only change, and it's the only party which is saying something different, that is willing to disrupt the repetitions of the past 22 years. The future must be red and black.
I think they need to be able to see a clear choice, and there are three issues in South Africa really. It's who's best to be trusted with the economy, to be able to create jobs for South Africans, be able to ensure that the youth who are unemployed actually face an opportunity to find work. So that's, and the second issue is who is least, who cannot be corrupt, who can be trusted to stop corruption. Because the issue here is we're seeing high levels of corruption in the communities, and it, as it starts from the top, it works its way to the councillor at the bottom. And then lastly, obviously, this is a local government election, so the question about basic services is an important one. Whether there are municipalities who are competent enough to go out and deliver basic services for people. The economy.
Okay.
It is absolutely the economy, because in a fragmented economy, it perpetuates the racial inequality that we face. It means the majority of black South Africans are left out. The education system isn't working. It has to be the economy. We have to make sure that we get South Africans to get a decent education, who can be able to be contributors to our economy. It is the central focus. There's nothing else on the story.
To change this country, you need lots of skills, you need an educated society, you need lots of technology transfer, you need people who are going to lift the level of the economy to another trajectory, and therefore all the things that we'll be able to do will be based on us being able to use education to remove poverty, use education to create a competitive economy, use education to create more efficient service delivery, you use education to ensure that you've got a citizenry that is able to make choices and hold government accountable and is able to produce stronger, better leaders that are able to deal with the competitiveness of the whole world in terms of our economy, in terms of our various areas of government and private sector involvement.
Well, firstly, the people of South Africa need to be given platforms so that they can advise politicians as to what they need. We need to stop telling people or thinking on their behalf. Let the community engage political parties and say our priority in this area is as follows, and so on and so on. I think the issue of integrating the infrastructure of the townships, the homelands and the rural areas with the rest of developed infrastructure in this country is a key if we want to avoid all these protests we are seeing on a daily basis. We need to make sure that we have a map of the infrastructure where the people are told that this year we are doing this area, this year we are busy with roads, water, and so on. The problem is that there's a lack of information from the public. People are not informed and they resort to protests.
For us, the most important thing is our track record of delivery as a city of Johannesburg, whether it's about roads, whether it's about sanitation, electricity, whether it's about housing, and about integrating our communities. That's the reality of the experience of the people of Johannesburg. It is our performance. In the context of the municipality, it's about spatial transformation. It's about changing the morphology of the city and ensuring that we build a just and more equitable city from a spatial point of view and create access to the urban amenity for different people that want access to the city. And you create that access through different means, transportation, through technology, the rollout of Wi-Fi, and so on, create access to the city for the people of the city.
You cannot hope to achieve your goals with weak institutions, whatever they may be, state departments or institutions of accountability or Chapter 9 institutions. You have to have them working with good leadership. You need good leadership and you need ethical leadership, and that will help your institutions function properly. If your institutions are functioning properly, it's inevitable you'll do well in the rest of the country's success. Yeah.
Unfortunately, concrete solutions about the crisis are dying, and not all of the hot air about everything that we read about in the newspapers today, which is all of the negativity coming from the Jacob Zuma presidency. there have been such a starvation of South Africans in relation to what should be the solutions. And the solutions are known, and the solutions have been forgotten, or they are gathering dust somewhere. Nobody is thinking about them anymore. It's all about court and court and court, Gupta, 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 all of that. And we're missing. And unfortunately, the world is not going to be waiting for us to find our fate. We are losing out, and the damaging of this era is becoming structural. And the future generations are going to pay very dearly for the mistakes of the current moment. Education and getting the economy to work for all the people of this country, transform the economy, and do what we all know what should be done, end the domination of the mining and the finance sector, build the streams or the value streams from the what we endowed with, beneficiate, industrialize. But you cannot do all of that if your education system is messed up.
I think it would be good if political parties realized that people want, in many ways, specific answers to specific questions. I don't think they want to know what was done for them 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And I don't think they want to hear general statistics about improvements if they themselves don't experience direct improvement in their own lives. So I would suggest political parties do a little bit more listening to the specific questions people ask them in specific places, and make sure that when they give answers, they have at least something concrete in them. So I think government needs to focus on two things. I think government needs to concentrate on getting value for money. It's all very well to have huge budgets, but you have to make sure that every cent, every rand you spend actually hits the target. And at the moment, they're not doing that. Even if they do get money spent, even if money isn't necessarily stolen, I don't think government always gets value for money. And secondly, I think what we need to do is stop having huge, enormous grand plans, because often those grand plans are not hatched by vision, they're hatched by desperation. So instead of people saying, okay, we've got this problem in our schools, what are the bite-sized pieces that we can manageably deal with? I'd rather see that kind of plan than these development plan 20, 30, 40, 50 that has all these impossible numbers, by which time everybody who promised it will be out of office. Let's have the real and the realistic.
Look, I think it's going to be very hard for voters, because every party is going to make promises they have no intention to fulfill and no capacity to fulfill. So I think voters have to find a way to try to nail the candidates down to real commitments, and commitments that can be followed up on, and commitments that are very detailed and local to particular areas. And that, I think, is the critical thing. I think this is going to be certainly the most interesting, most contested local government elections. I think people need to find out how local government works, because the importance isn't just the election, it's what happens after the election. And again, how you keep people accountable, how you make the people that you elect work for you, work for your community, and work for your needs. So I guess the most important thing is, yes, think about August the 3rd. Government has got to get the education system right. It's the key to so many, many things in South Africa. It's a horrible thing to say, but public education, black people's education, is worse in many instances than the type of education that many people got under apartheid. It's terrible to say that, but I'm afraid from what I can see, it's true. A country cannot survive, young people cannot survive getting a totally inadequate education. It doesn't prepare them for life, doesn't prepare them for employment, doesn't prepare the country to be competitive, it doesn't prepare us to run our public institutions. If we can't do that, we're in trouble. That's what we must turn our attention to.
This is CliffCentral.com.